ॐ महाकाले महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती देव्यो नमः ऐं रूपाय ह्रीं रूपाय क्रीं रूपाय भवते नमः मातृपुरभैरवी त्रिपुरसुन्दरी देव्यो नमः राम तत्क्रीं रूपाय सर्वेश्वरी देव्यो नमः श्री गुरुदेवाय नमः Tonight is Ashtami, Mahanisha, of this sacred observance of Navaratri. The Ganga of devotion has been flowing uninterrupted. Even the moments that felt like you were not in devotion, they were in devotion. Just like in Ganga, there is the sacred water from the Himalayas, there are little waters from Tibet, little streams falling in it, little rivers, drainage of the cities. Whatever falls in Ganga becomes Ganga. Same. This time in Navaratri, whatever it is, whatever it was, it's all part of devotion. Please do not judge it. Don't blame yourself. Don't belittle yourself by any means. As long as you are in remembrance, it's all fine. Tonight is a very mysterious night because Mother is present in her all various forms. She is grander than grand and subtler than subtle. Dancing in this cosmos, sound coming from her footsteps are the Bija mantras, various Bija mantras. Her blessing is our armor. Tonight, everyone gets blessed in the form of good health, happiness, prosperity, and wisdom. Feel her presence. You can feel her only once you become still. Still. As you go out, mind is not already focused to get somewhere. If you are walking with a goal, it's very difficult to be present in the moment. May the goal be to be still. Carve out a little time to be still and feel her presence all around. She is in the leaves of every tree, every leaf, flowers. With the stillness in your heart and mind, if you see, you will feel her presence in everything. We are going. Where are we going? Nobody knows. Maybe we are going just to our car, but there is our goal. In the process, we miss out so much. Observances like this give us an opportunity to live differently, to carve out a little time. Experience, to see, to feel differently. It's all here, right now. In every moment it is here. But we have a habit, conditioning of the mind, to be certain way, to think certain way, to be restless certain way, to be anxious. It's all a habit. It's all a habit. And habit can be broken. Observances like this provide that opportunity for us to break that habit. Take a little space from that. Maya is ready to give us whatever we need, and more. But just like mother wants to place a sweet in the baby's hand, but if the baby has mud all over on his face and on his hands, she waits till the baby has cleaned himself. Same way, through these austerities, through mindfulness, through our japa, we have been cleansing, purifying. Now is the time to receive. Mother will happily fill your anjali. This is anjali. On two hands, joined together. It's a very long night. It's called Mahanisha. Maha means grand. Nisha means night. Grand night. Jagrata. Usually in different parts of India, tonight people stay awake all night. And because they don't want to miss out that moment. The blessing is flowing, showering all night tonight. I would recommend you, yes, you have to go where you are going, but just take a little time and stop. Look in the sky. Look at those stars. Look at the moon. Look at leaves. You'll see the leaves waving hands. They're saying hello to you. It's Alma. She's in the leaves. She's in the wind. She's making it all move. And how blessed our life becomes when we are able to see mystery in simple things. Usually we are looking for some shooting stars, some big things, but it's all happening all around us, within us. May Mother bless us all tonight. I'm not going to speak much. It's a long night. Thank you all for your presence here. If you have finished your job, we'll be doing a havan tonight for those who have done a sankalp. And there will be a havan tomorrow morning for the community. For those people who have done havan sadhana at home, they can come here, do that. And Mother is blessing us all. Let's just be open to receive. Thank you all. I bow to Mother with all my limbs in all different directions. And thank you all for your presence. Om Har Har Mahadev.